This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another hour of sanity right here on the Real Side. I just so much appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Let me know how you feel. 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website. Go to the store, therealside.com/store. Pick up our Android and or our Apple app, depending on the device that you have in your hand. And, you know, I'm just telling you. Here's the deal. You need to engage. I guess that's what I keep trying to tell you. You got to engage. And not just listening to a show like mine or shows like mine. And you write me emails, and that's great, and that's wonderful. But get out there in your local city and make a difference. Or walk a precinct and grab 10 of your friends. You know, listen, I've seen pictures of some of you, all right? Look at me. We could use the walk every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? So when election time comes around, take every Saturday, tell them you'd like to walk some of the blocks. Okay, it's good for you. You get to meet people. You get to meet your neighbors. You get to find out how other people think about things. In my case, you get chased off of people's lawns at times. It's good. You can run. You walk. You get the heart pumping. You know? Some guy yelling at me from his couch, get off my lawn or I'm going to call the police. It's like, dude, really? Seriously? You don't have to go there. Anyway, but that's how you work. You don't have any money? All right. They need walkers because they have to pay for walkers. You need money? Just get off your butt. Say, look, I need exercise. I can't afford the gym. Let me drop some of these papers for you. Let me drop some of these things that you have. So that's all. I mean, it's just us thinking things through. You want to win, you got to work. Our founding fathers knew that. Remember, like I said, we're going to get more. So this hour, I'm going to do stupid stuff. Stupid stuff. Really stupid stuff. Because I get the biggest kick out of this. I get the biggest kick. Nobody ever goes back. And they push back anyhow. Nobody ever goes back and shows the legislators where they screwed up and how it's really hurting us and it's not helping us, whatever that is that they passed. Right? So, let's try this. Oh, there we go. We're going. Oh, here's a fun one. This is one that'll warm you. See, this is how socialism doesn't work. A socialist pizza shop now has to shut down. And it's exactly for the reasons that you would expect. You know, we talk about this all the time. You've got these restaurants that open up in an area. They go, oh, I'll just put a donation in, right? And then you hear how well they're doing because they're lying. Because within a few months, they're closed. So if they were doing so well, why did they have to close? The Fair Wage Pizza Shop that focused on economic justice, their words, not mine, known lovingly by the students that frequented it as the Dudley Dough Shop, will be shutting down in a few months. According to the Boston Globe, despite a $100,000 donation from the New England Patriots, the shop's inability to turn a profit due to its overpaid workers and undercharged services is forcing it to close its doors after 2 years of operation. Despite the business being a total failure, Luther Pinckney, a Dudley Dough team leader, believes that the shop was a success because the store was there at a time when the dastardly middle class was moving into the area. Pickney says, I don't think anyone is looking at it as a failure. These people are on drugs. I'm telling you, I saw flour they're putting on that dough. It's cocaine. It has to be. Let me see. The guy owes money, takes a $100,000 grant for all intents and purposes, pays his people top dollar, keeps running the place even though he's taking a loss on the food, and that's a success? And you wonder why we're in so much trouble? While I can appreciate the sentiment of life experiences gained, a place that employs workers who rely on their pay to get them through life, suddenly you're unemployed. How is that a success? Oh, I worked at this place. It was great. We basically gave away food, but we got paid minimum wage. Well, right up until the day we got fired, because they had to close down, because they had no more money to pay us. And now we're on welfare, and I can't really feed my family what we used to eat. But man, what a great success that was. Yeah, give me another hit off the crack pipe, because I can't make any sense out of this. Dudley Dough employee Royce Terrell, who was for some reason completely blindsided by the fact that failure to turn a profit would cause a business to shut down. Come on. He was dumbfounded that you actually had to make money to keep the place open. This is why I always get a kick out of the fact when you hear about union negotiations or, you know, kids that want more money, and the guy goes, look, the bucket's empty. There is no more money. We only take in this much money, so I can only pay out this much. I can't give you more money. They don't see it. They don't get it. This is proof positive. They no sense of reality. He says, I didn't see it coming. I have to keep working. I've got my youngest son in a private school. So he has his youngest son in a private school. He's making $15 an hour. Hello? How does that happen? I made 3 and 4 and 5 times what that young man was making at one point in time in my life. And with my youngest kids, I couldn't put them in a private school. Right? They were shocked. The place is losing money and had to close, and they're shocked. Terrell and his fellow employees probably should have seen it coming from miles away. This is the same pizza joint that hosted a Social Justice Monday program, which hosted fun discussions about all things SJW, as well as how bad corporations are. Probably right after they took the $100,000 from the Boston Patriots, right? What do you think? Or the New England Patriots? You know what, people? You couldn't buy this much lunacy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. I mean, just get involved in the conversation. It's really that easy. Seriously. I mean, so we're gonna pre-record the show for Halloween. I got a lot of good stuff on up there. But, you know, I started thinking as I was looking and working through some of the stories and some of the past stuff we've done. And no, I'm not going trick-or-treating. There's other reasons for it. But what I think is really funny is maybe I should do some of the Hillary stories that night, because those are pretty scary, don't you think? I mean, the scary stuff that she got away with, the scary stuff that they let her do, be scary for me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the times you spend with us, the time that you spend, you know, just giving us information, being involved in the conversation. It helps, and it helps a lot. You head up to the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you were taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to be. You shouldn't be. You should not have been. That's why if we're informed, then we don't have these issues. If you got the information you need, we don't have these issues. You know, every year we have an argument with some parents and some people, different school districts across the country, about Jesus songs at Christmas. Right? Can't have songs with Jesus' name. Got to have a separation of church and state. That's right. Because, you know, Jefferson said it. You know, the Establishment Clause has the second part of it that nobody seems to remember or read. And part of it is that you can't stop people from practicing their religion. And it doesn't say, except on public property. But everybody's forgotten that. They've taken one letter written by one guy who was actually calling out a bunch of pastors that were idiots. And they use that as a basis of a separation of church and state. Just amazing to me. I hope that when those guys, if those guys, I'll put it that way, make it to heaven, that those founding fathers sitting there and they've got these paddles. And you can't get in until they get to paddle you a couple times in the butt on your way in for being so stupid. Anyway, we're talking about the, if you've just tuned in, and too bad because you missed a lot of good stuff. We're talking about the social pizza joint that now has to shut down because they couldn't figure out that when you're losing money because you're overpaying your workers, yeah, you can't keep going. Eventually, it's going to stop. Right? So what I really find funny is some of the workers don't look at it as a failure. The place is shutting down. They have to go on unemployment. But apparently, that's still not a failure. They can't figure out that you need money to keep the place open. And one guy who gets paid minimum wage is complaining because he's got to send in a private school. What is he living in, the back of his car? Anyway, so one of the fellows there says, probably should have seen this coming from miles away. This is the same pizza joint that hosted a Social Justice Monday program, which hosted fun discussions about all things SJW, as well as how bad corporations are. You heard me on the way out say, yeah, corporations are so bad that the only one that came to the rescue was the corporation known as the New England Patriots, who gave them, didn't loan them, gave them $100,000 to stay open. They don't believe in capitalism. Well, how did you open a store then? What do you think a store is? What do you think being a store owner is? It's capitalism. It's not socialism. As you see what's happening in Venezuela, socialism is the government tells you what you're going to open, when you're going to open, what you're going to do, how you're going to pay. How you're going to be paid. And who gets what's food. The other stores that opened around the same area. So it's not the area like some of them would like you to believe. The Boston Globe, which is a liberal rag, has reported that other restaurants who opened in the area at the same time as a pizza shop are doing well because they have totally embraced the capitalist model of doing business. I love these guys. No, I mean, I do. I love these people because they don't really look... They think that they're so right without any facts behind it. They're willing to do about anything, right, to show that socialism, social justice works. And it doesn't. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The nutjob known as Jane Fonda is in the news again. And not just because she came forward and said, hey, look, I was also abused or assaulted or whatever. You can't really believe much of what she says. I mean, she really is off. So the other day, she came out. She explained why she thought the culture of sexual assault and harassment in Hollywood was only coming to light in the aftermath of Harvey Weinstein's revelations. Discussing the issue with MSNBC's Chris Hayes, she stated, you ready for this? It feels like something has shifted. It's too bad that it's probably because so many of the women that were assaulted by Harvey Weinstein are famous, you ready for this? And white. So apparently, the only reason it got any attention is because these women were white. This has been going on for so long to black women and other women of color, it doesn't quite get up to say, well, where are they? Why don't they come forward? Nobody believes you. I mean, nobody disbelieves you. I'm sure it's going on with Asian women and black women and white women and all kinds of women. Women. It's asinine for a variety of reasons. Okay, this is nuts. This would have been an excellent opportunity to spotlight some of the women of color complaining about sexual harassment and assault who've been overlooked by the media. Why doesn't she and her other solid, longtime white actresses go grab these women and bring them forward? Instead of complaining how it's not happening, why don't you make it happen? There's a novel idea, don't you think? Second, the Weinstein issue only came to light because women began speaking out. Father herself kept quiet. What's she got to say to that? Probably absolutely nothing. Anyway, hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. When we come back, I'll finish up this story, but we're going to hear from some extremely stupid Americans when we come back. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. I'm back. You guys may not be back yet. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There is a boatload, and I mean a boatload of things you can do up there on the website. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really following along. If nothing else, just following along. That would be nice. Stay with the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to be with you, like I said, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. This is Jane Fonda trying to tell us that the problem with this whole scandal in Hollywood is that black women aren't being... you know, aren't being dealt with or aren't being allowed to come forward. Well, what is she waiting for? No, really, what is she waiting for? She's a star, right? She doesn't really have to do any more movies. She's got money coming in. She's well off. So I don't understand. Why doesn't she grab all those self-righteous white women there in Hollywood, have them step up, go grab themselves a black woman or an Asian or a short woman or a tall woman, whoever's been described. Now stand side by side with your sister in, right? She went on to say the Weinstein issue only came to light because women began speaking out. Fonda herself kept quiet about Weinstein by her own admission. Fonda told Christina Amanpour, "I'm ashamed I didn't say anything right then." Even though she had to run into Weinstein himself at a Democrat party in 2016, Fonda had enough courage, though, to blast President Trump at the Emmys. She had the guts to blast President Trump for saying that he can grab a woman's private parts. Weinstein, he actually takes them, assaults them, rapes them, and she can't think of anything to say. So I said, they're a bunch of liars. This is all fake rage. That's all fake rage. Because if they truly cared about women, they wouldn't care whether the woman was Republican, a Democrat, a declined estate. They wouldn't care about their careers. Because we all know if enough of them came forward, that guy would have been gone a long time ago. Right? Third, it's not the identity of the victim that seems to matter in these conversations. It's the identity of the accused attackers. Weinstein was disgusting. He was a pig, a vile human being. But who's skating? Ben Affleck, who's been accused of harassment. Casey Affleck, who settled for $2 million in a sexual harassment suit. R. Kelly, who's been accused of holding women against their will in his home. Billy Bob Clinton. Woody Allen, Roman Polanski. You want me to keep going on? Just read my story on the website. They're allowed to skate. They're actually held up as geniuses. Well, geniuses why? Because they figured out how to rape and sexually assault women and get away with it? Or are they geniuses? Oh, I guess they're geniuses in the art world. And artists are a little off. That's why they have to express themselves in different ways. So I guess maybe Donald Trump needs to paint a few pictures. Right? And then he can say, I'm an artist. You got to let it go because I express myself in weird ways. And the last lie here. Hillary Clinton. God bless her. No, seriously. I mean, somebody's got to bless her. God should bless her. She actually said that she had no idea we paid for the Russian dossier. Or even that it existed. Right? Like she didn't know she had an email server. Like she thought bullets were whizzing over her head on the tarmac. Remember all those things that she thought she didn't know? She's a sick woman. She's an extremely sick woman. And it's deny, 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 deny until you absolutely get caught. And you absolutely have to say, oh, you know what? That may have happened. I think I remember that. I'm not sure, but I think so. Speaking of out of touch, extremely disconnected people, this is a young man that went to some school campuses, college campuses, high school campuses, and, well, why don't you hear what our young people know about history? Now, my suggestion is that you have a barf bag close by. Maybe.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Who did America defeat in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, God.
This is going to be a history quiz. You didn't tell me this.
Oh, God. Why did you pick me to do this? The
French, right?
Russia?
Russia.
Germany?
They love tea.
These are young people. This shouldn't be that hard. Most of these people, I think, just got out of high school. Seriously. I mean, this is why I keep saying, talk to your young people. Talk to your nieces, your nephews, your grandsons. I don't know how old you are or aren't. Talk to them all.
If donuts are 12 cents a dozen, how much do 100 donuts cost?
12 cents a dozen. 50 cents?
$2.
12 cents a dozen, 100 donuts, 100 and what, 120? $1.20.
Can you use a calculator?
$12.
Cash registers. I'm telling you. Cash registers ruin this country.
Ooh, $1.20? $12? I don't do math.
$1.20, $144.
What's water? See, the girl that says she doesn't do math, she's wonderful. I would love to have her as an employee, right? I'd have her as a warehouse employee. And then what I would do is every week I would just give her whatever I want to pay her because she doesn't do math. What's the problem?
You're made of. Soda?
Yeah. Wait a minute. This is good. I can't let this one go by. Most of you know this. And some of you who listen to the show, you've been out of school. You've been out for 100 years.
12 cents a dozen, 100 donuts, 100 and what, 120? $1.20.
Can you use a calculator?
$12. Oh, $1.20? $12? I don't do math. $1.20, $140.
I don't do anything. I don't just not do math, I don't do anything.
Four. What's water made of? Water? Yeah. What makes water? Water.
Water makes water. Did you know that? If you want water, all you do is make water.
It's a tap, right?
It's just really, that's where it comes from. I don't know. It happens inside the pipe. You turn it on, water's made, and it comes out, and...
Okay, what elements does it take to make water?
H2O.
So what does that mean?
It is...
Did any of you need him to say what elements make water? Could you have kind of figured that out on your own? Seriously. Did you really... whatever. I don't know.
Water?
Everyone knows the formula for water, H2O.
No clue. Oxygen? Water? I don't know.
Who won the Civil War? The Civil War, well, that was us. With probably, it was Europe, France, and America. No, wrong. I am terrible at history. Who won the Civil War?
Asia. Is it the Soviet Union? No, I'd say France again. England.
No.
Germany. Russia. Japan.
The North versus the South.
North America versus South America.
Who won the Civil War?
The North.
The North.
You know, this is really funny. They don't even know who won the Civil War. And some of these people he was interviewing were black folks. All right? I mean, seriously, you should at least know some of your history, some of the history that affects you. I'm gonna let us go out on this, because I think it's... Well, I think you ought to all puke along with me.
The Union, baby.
The Union.
I'm a Civil War buff.
Do you know what the Civil War was about?
God, I was just studying my history.
What was the Civil War about?
Freedom. Slavery.
Yes! Do you know what the Civil War was about?
Not right now, no.
Who did America fight in World War II?
France. No. France was on our side. Said that, right? No. Russia.
China.
The French.
Who did America fight in the Vietnam War?
Korea. France. France?
Oh, gosh.
How many stars on the American flag?
We got 13 colonies, so 13 minus 50, 47.
True or false, Alaska is an island?
True.
There's water all around it. I would say it qualifies as an island.
No.
False.
Oh, isn't it false? Isn't it connected to all this stuff?
Yeah, it is. Connected to Canada. You got it.
Let's say you're flipping next.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Listen to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. I want to get right back to it. Stupid people. I don't want to miss any of this. I may even let producer Tammy do some work here. You know, I got to tell you, I love this stuff. I love these people who do this out in the street. These aren't all mine. These aren't my people. But you ready for this? Now, you had enough time to go change your barf bags out, right? If you haven't, do it now and do it quickly. And then when this runs out, we're going to do, you got to watch out for the candy. You really do, especially in some states where marijuana is legal all over the place. Take a listen. More crazy people.
Let's say you're flipping nickels, okay? So let's say you flip enough nickels to equal $2, separate nickels. How many nickels did you flip?
Sorry, could you repeat the last part? Wait, I need a second.
No problem. We'll wait.
Okay, 5 times 4, 4, 8, 12, 16. 16 times 2, 32 nickels. Or 32 times.
Alright, so a nickel is how many?
Pennies? Wait. 10.
Wait. 40 nickels.
40 nickels is right.
Oh, math.
Awesome. Yeah, math is awesome. You might have to take a class at ASU. So. Yeah.
You're traveling at 80 miles an hour. How long does it take to go 80 miles?
Oh, my
about what I said.
80 miles an hour. How long would it take you to go 80 miles?
Yeah.
Who fought in the Cold War?
Is it Spain?
Japan.
America, we're always in the wars. It's weird. France, they always bring us into it. Now, I don't know why.
Who did the United States fight in the Cold War?
The French.
Russia.
Do you know who fought in the Cold War?
It was us and the Soviets.
Cold War. What was that about?
Freeing the slaves.
Do you know why they called it the Cold War?
Because it's cold.
What do you think caused the Great Depression?
Oh, that's an interesting...
What caused the Great Depression? Wow.
The Great Depression? The first one?
Can you name the last five American presidents?
Does Obama count as one?
Yes, Obama counts.
Oh, crap. Obama. George Bush. Yeah, George Bush.
Nice.
Oh, crap. Obama, George Bush.
Mm-hmm. Who was before Bush?
I feel like I know it. It's only on the tip of my tongue. Can you give us a hint?
Was it? Yeah. He liked to get in the office.
Oh, okay. What's his name? Kennedy.
Obama.
How about before that?
Bush.
Okay. How about before that?
Nixon? Almost.
Close. Very close. Very close. Very close.
Obama, right?
I mean. Okay. And who was before Obama?
Bush.
Okay. And who was before Bush?
Clinton.
Okay. And who was before Clinton?
Bush.
There you go.
Bush.
And Reagan.
Look at us go.
Can you name?
You just have to wonder what they're teaching these kids in school.
Name any five American presidents. Go ahead.
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln.
Wait, listen. Abraham Lincoln.
Let's see. There's more.
Who won the Civil War?
Us. I have no idea.
America?
Was it the Union or was it the Confederate Army?
Couldn't tell you.
Let's take a stab at it. What sounds better?
The Soviet Union.
The Soviet Union. Iraq is in the Mideast. Where is the Midwest? Who's the Vice President of the United States? Vice President.
I have no idea.
Who's the Vice President?
I don't know.
July 4th, Independence Day. What are we celebrating?
When America became independent.
Independence Day. What's the celebration?
Our freedom.
Does it have anything to do with the independence of the country?
No.
Independence Day has nothing to do with the independence of America.
Well, not the 4th.
July 4th, Independence Day.
Right.
Let me see. Independence Day had nothing to do with the independence. It was Freedom from the Broad Day or something. I don't know. I mean, seriously, what else? Independence Day. They've heard this all their little lives.
What are we actually celebrating?
The signing of the Declaration of
Barbecue.
Independence.
And who are we independent from?
We were independent from England at the time.
You got it.
Yeah.
What was Watergate all about?
Something.
Nixon was behind,
So, what was the Watergate thing all about? Well, it was about something.
Robbing a bank, right?
Are you guys playing Pokemon?
We are.
We are.
Are you winning?
We are winning.
Can you name the last five U.S. presidents?
Dopey, sneezy, grumpy.
Name the people that are on Mount Rushmore.
Lincoln. That's all I know.
Did you say Lincoln?
And Roosevelt? I don't know.
I got nothing, really.
Lincoln and Roosevelt. Who's on Mount Rushmore?
George Bush?
I don't know.
George Bush, Teddy Roosevelt, two other f***ing guys, I don't know.
Oh, God. Obama. Old guy.
Well, they are old guys. I guess you give her a point for that, right? I'd give her 2 points for the giggling. And then I would just shoot myself and get it over with.
Thank you. What do you want to say to a million people?
I'm classy.
You think of America.
I'm classy?
America, who do you think of?
Maybe like Peyton Manning.
All right, I got to stop there because I'm about ready to go throw up. That's how bad it is for me. I'm about ready to go throw up. I mean, serious? And these people are serious. Right? I mean, come on, these people are serious. I got a whole bunch of this stuff. I've been collecting this stuff over the years just to make you crazy. And it's not a joke. They're not gags. These people really are this dumb. Ignorant, excuse me. And now they're talking about even more not teaching kids dates and times and all that other stuff because they're not important. I don't know who they're not important to, but they're not important. Unreal. Anyway, with Halloween coming up, Candy Day, right? Everything else we call Barbecue Day. Why don't you just call this Candy Day? Call it what it is. In Gloucester City, New Jersey, one New Jersey county is warning trick-or-treaters to be extra careful this Halloween. Now, this is kind of not really new because this used to happen when I was a kid, but it wasn't as bad. The stuff wasn't as potent, right? So a county is warning trick-or-treaters to be extra careful this Halloween and to be on the lookout for candy made with marijuana. Officials of Gloucester County issued a warning to parents and trick-or-treaters on Thursday to beware marijuana gummy candies this Halloween. Well, you'd have a lot of happy kids, or sleepy kids, one of the two. According to the State Department of Health, there is a significant presence of marijuana and other edible forms in New Jersey and other nearby states. Officials say the presence of the edible forms of marijuana pose a risk to users, especially children who may be given the candy accidentally. Who gives it? What? Accidentally? Yeah, okay. Now, marijuana candy is illegal in the state of New Jersey. It contains THC, the main active ingredient that causes a high. The candy often imitates other hard or gummy candy or chocolate. Parents need to be aware and check usual candy packaging. If they suspect their child has received marijuana, they should immediately contact their local police department. God, it's sad. Who would do that to kids? I mean, you got to be one sick individual, right? And I know some of you don't think there's anything wrong with marijuana. It's wonderful. It's fine. It's not going to hurt anybody or anything like that. But, you know, again, as I always tell you guys, today's marijuana, it's not your grandma's marijuana. Seriously. It's much more potent. It actually has more chemicals in it for you chemical freaks. Right? Hey, I hope you have a great weekend. I really want you to think about some of the things we talked about all night long. I want you to think about getting involved in local politics. And when I say that, you don't have to necessarily run for office. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is really finding someone who honestly holds your principles, who honestly has the same values you do, that you're willing to get behind and support in a race. Right? I mean, seriously. I mean, we've got some crazy, like in California, kids can get marijuana legally at 16, but can't smoke till they're 21. That's confusing as heck, isn't it? It's just amazing to me. This is why you have to get involved. This is why you have to engage. This is why you have to do the right thing for your children and for their grandchildren. And for unique you old guy, too late for you. Too late for me. Really, seriously. I was talking to a bunch of friends of mine today who have been in California all their lives and now looking for a place to move. They want a little conclave to get together and move to another place. Because they see this is now a no-win situation. Although I never believe it's no-win. I can believe I can irritate the crap out of anybody and make it work. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live. You can, you know, listen live there. You can take the polls. You can read the stories. You can make suggestions. You can buy my book, a coffee cup, or whatever. But I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here on Monday. We got a lot to say next week. We have a lot of good guests. Well, I think we have a lot of good guests every week. Anyway, have a great, safe weekend. God bless, and enjoy the rest of your day.